Hey, trying to get hold of Tom, please.
He is at lunch right now. Can I take a
Is
message?
sure, is this Boyd?
No, Mark.
Mark, okay. I had three
Can you
guests
hold
there.
for just a second?
Sure can.
Oh, no, I just picked up. Yeah, they're both at lunch right now. They should be back shortly here, I would say. Take a message or.
Yeah, sure. If you're still Tom, Dennis called with Bank of Cardiff.
Oh, okay. Did you? This is Mark. I didn't. I was gone, I guess, when those guys talked to you.
Oh yeah, I guess you had someone that you were maybe
Yeah, I
gonna
was dealing on
have me
that
look at too.
2013 Coronado glider.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I forgot the notes right here. So,
Yeah, they
haven't.
kind of gave me a little idea what was going on, but from Duval.
Yeah, we have a program that we. A pilot program that we're doing for startup companies that are over the road. It's always been an issue for me getting approvals for, if they have a sleeper on it and they don't have a fleet, and a fleet's considered three power units, three trucks, then they just shy away from it. So I'm working on the one for Tom here, but unfortunately they had a Chapter 13 that didn't reflect on their credit report that just popped up. It's not necessarily dead, so that's basically my update for him. But I'm just trying to get some more feedback to see if there's a way we can work around it, or maybe even go with a lower cost vehicle or something like that. And
And
Tom,
that's
that's
on
on.
Angie Duvall.
Right. Yep, that's on Angie Duvall and her husband. Forget his name, but I've been talking to Angie the whole time.
Right.
Yeah, I just got off the phone with her, gave her an update, and told her. She said yes, they did have a Chapter 13 that they filed in, I think, 2010, and it was finally completed back in 2014. So that threw a wrench in it, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it's done. I just have to get an answer. We're still working around it, so it might be something we
All
can work
right.
with. If anything, we might just, if we get an approval, it might be for a lower amount, and I said they're fine with that. You guys have plenty of vehicles that we
Right.
can get them into. I realize that they're starting back over, so it is what it is.
Sure. So this is the one, so that's the only one you're working on, or
Right.
was there another time?
Boyd said there was one he had that had a 600 FICO score, which we can work with, but they just had a bunch of medical collections. So I don't know if he ever got the application back from those guys or not. I know he was talking to me about it, or if
Okay.
they've disappeared or what the deal was. But there was that one. And then they did mention that you had the glider as well,
Right.
and
Okay.
that was basically considered us. They were. I didn't take as well of notes as I wanted to, but yours was just that. Had a glider that you're trying to they're trying to purchase, and it was being looked at as a startup at this point because they I actually think no, I didn't get any research any other research done on that one, but that one was the one that you were looking at, right, Mark? So yeah, if you want to get that one over to me, I'll take a hack at it and see if it's something we can do. But it sounded like from what Boyd had said that we could do it based off what our conversation.
So, so you're talking about the one of different one that Boyd had,
I believe
or are you
so.
still talking about the glider?
No, the glider was yours, right? I don't know much about the
Yeah.
glider. He just mentioned that you had a glider and Tom was in there and he was in there, but you weren't, so.
Yeah, that was on that Angie Duvall. So you think it's not dead in the water yet, or it is?
I don't think so. Really, with the way it was 1099'd, his banks are a little light. They might overlook that. He's established his credit since then. So, I mean, his score's not bad by any means, and he's got a good time in business. We can go back to the original business start date, which is all the way
Right.
back to 1994.
Right. And
So,
with 10 grand down, I mean, you think they have still have a chance then?
absolutely. I mean, I do. It's
All right.
just kind of starting over from this morning because the bankruptcy popped up.
Right.
So, as
All
soon
right.
as that we can work around that, then they'll give me a yes or no or something that we could do. But I
All right.
explained, they that's I said let's start at 75. They have 10,000 down, and if we have to go lower, they can go lower.
All right. We'll see what we can do.
Alrighty, sounds good. This is my direct number, by the way, if it showed up on your call ID. So if you have any questions, just give me a buzz, or you can shoot an email to me too.
Okay, let me write that down. And your first name again?
Dennis, and I work for Bank of Cardiff. Actually, did a looked at a couple people for you guys in the past.
Okay, so it's 8-5. 8519-5315.
You got it. That's direct to me. There's no extension or anything.
Did you want to talk to... I think those guys just got back from lunch. Did you still want to talk to Boyd on the deal that he had, or...?
Sure. Because I was confused. I thought that... you and Tom were actually the glider.
Yeah. I started the deal, and then I went on vacation for a couple of days there, so...
Gotcha.
So then Tom kind of took it over, so...
So, yeah, I was able to kill two birds with one stone then.
Right. But Boyd, you say he had another deal or something on a guy with...
Yeah, he mentioned there was a guy with a 600 credit score, so I wasn't going to qualify for, I guess, your in-house A-plus pricing or tier one.
Well, yeah, he's outside. I'll let him know that you called, and if he has something, I'll have him call you.
Sounds good, buddy.
Appreciate it,
Mark.
Thanks.
Yep, talk to you soon. Bye.